Brad Playford is one of the lucky owners of Redzel. Brad, congratulations on being a part of this ownership of the Tab Everest inaugural winner, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It's unbelievable, really.
I can. You sound pretty calm, Brad, but I reckon you would have been up and about. Are you trying to contain your emotion?
Look, this week's gone really quickly. Actually, last week was really going slow, and this week's gone the opposite. And it's just, we're still on a real high. You know, just pinching ourselves.
Yeah, I understand.
The whole day. You know?
Mate, tell the listeners, now I'll talk about your past with Colin Hayes shortly, but tell the listeners how you got into Redzel.
I was just looking at the internet and I saw this horse by a schnitzel out of Billrich, and I thought, wow, you know, this horse is well bred. So I organised to go up and have a look at him at Muskoka. And I had a look at him and couldn't see anything wrong with him. And anyway, I came home that night and I was just laying on the bed thinking about it and that. And a friend of mine from Wollongong, John DeMarco, rang me up and said, I said, well, you wouldn't believe what I did today, John. I went up and had a look at this schnitzel horse. He goes, what, that Triple Crown one? I said, yeah. He said, oh, I've already taken 5% in that horse. So, you know, that sort of, I'd been thinking about it, but that pushed me right over the line, you know. And next day I rang up the boys and secured myself a share. So, yeah.
It's a remarkable thing, isn't it? You've just got to be in the right spot at the right time and have that that feeling.
That's right. Yeah, no, you're right there. That's for sure. Yeah.
Now, before you met Redzel and the like, you met Colin Hayes. You worked under him down at Angaston in South Australia.
Yeah, well, I went there about 1979 and I started on the stud side. I spent a year on the stud side. And then a year later, after a year, I moved across the racing side because that's where my real passion was. And I spent a year at Lindsay Park, a year on the racing side. And it was a fantastic place to work. You know, I really enjoyed my time there. And David was actually, he was still at school when I was there. It was 1980.
Yeah.
Beldar Ball won the Melbourne Cup. And it was just, you know, Colin was the first trainer to really train away from the track, you know, and it was just a magnificent property, Andrew, and just, you know, I felt very privileged to be working there, actually, so, yeah.
Well, he's a great man, Colin Hayes. He was one of the you know, you talk of Bart and TJ and Colin Hayes, they were absolutely the guns of their time, and we're fortunate that we've got David that's sort of, in some ways, trained so much like his father, and that's obviously no surprise. But mate, racing just throws up great stories. You know, working with Colin Hayes, and then what is it, 30, 40 years later, here you are winning a Tab Everest with a group of owners and Peter and Paul Snowden and Kieran McAvoy, and it's a $10 million race.
Yeah, look, I know it's unbelievable. It's just like I say, you go into a horse and you hope to get a good horse, or you know, a top horse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're happy if they pay their way, and then, you know, to get this little horse who just keeps improving and just, you know, he's, you know, what can you say about him? He's just fantastic.
Yeah.
He's so honest, you know.
Andrew, he's
a perfect horse. He's a perfect racehorse.
No, he is. Hey, Brad, well done to all the owners. We've spoken to a few of them in the last couple of weeks, but well done to you all, mate, and enjoy the next few weeks with him down in Melbourne.
All right, then. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Brad. Brad Playford, one of the lucky owners of Redzel for Triple Crown. And I tell you something, horse ownership, it might be a plug for Triple Crown because they actually owned Redzel, but horse syndication, it is just simply the way to go. If you've got a group of mates, go onto the internet. You can just enjoy so many great memories. Whether they're, you know, it's not going to be a battle if you can win a Tab Everest, but if you just go to a race somewhere and enjoy that moment, it's just a magnificent thing.